Hello, welcome to Crit Ringside Chat, your ideas and voice for pro wrestling in NYC and your one-stop shop for an honest critique from an honest fan. Today with me, I've got a special guest, having wrestled for House of Glory and LPW, the Lost Child, JJ Doze. JJ, what's good?
Nice being here, brother.
Thank you for taking
How
the
you doing?
time, man.
No,
All
of
right, jump
course.
right
Thank you
in. So I've seen that you primarily work with House of Glory nowadays, but you started working with Creator Pro. Like that was your first couple of matches. So which school did you start out with?
Oh man, so it's a lot of back and forth. So at first, it was with House of Glory. I started my training process with House of Glory and Amazing Red. But then I just kind of felt like I needed to branch out a little bit, maybe expand my mind, and just learn from like different people. I think that's what's very important as a pro wrestler. You gotta learn from different people. So I went to Creator Pro and all that stuff, and then I enjoyed my time over there at Creator Pro. I made a lot of friends. I created a bunch of memories and all that stuff. So it was good stuff over there. So after Creator Pro though, I went back to Hog. What made me want to go back to Hog is just that, like, it's just that home feeling, it's just that homesick feeling, with what I've been able to do in the indies with my time at Creator Pro. Amazing Red actually reached out to me and he said, "Look, I would like you to come back. I would like you to be a part of us again. I want this. What this image that you are presenting, I want that to be a part of Hog." So obviously, being back home, being back with a lot of familiar faces, and with that product, I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I gotta be back home." So of course, I gotta take that offer. So, I mean, it was a very tough decision though, because it was very back and forth. I already was a creative for quite some time, but
He must have
it's
seen
just
some
nothing like
potential.
home, in
He
my opinion.
must have seen some potential in you to have to personally reach out and say, "Hey, can you come home?"
So it's from that coming from Red, it just means a lot, honestly, because it's Amazing Red. So, yeah. So I always hold that to my heart every time.
And clearly the work has been realized given your track record since making that comeback, having wrestled in Texas, Chicago, the one ladder match.
Yeah,
We'll get to that
I
when we
had a
get
match.
to
Oh yeah,
that.
yeah, let's go.
So what inspired the Lost Child gimmick with your mask, the glove, the attitude?
So the lost child, the meaning of the lost child is the child in the family that's been left behind and often ignored, and all that stuff. Pretty much, the mask represents the light. My catchphrase is "Find the light." The light is my purpose, happiness, and the peace, and that's what I'm trying to find and trying to reach for, and all that stuff throughout my entire wrestling journey. Not just wrestling in general, but just in life, So, I made sure to make that to be the goal every time I stepped into the ring, to get a step closer to find that light, to and it's just that, like, obviously with a bunch of obstacle courses that's gonna prevent that. So that's where the lost child, JJ Doze, find the light catchphrase comes from. So it's kind of very personal, very relatable, and that's what I've been getting a lot of feedback off. That every time fans hit me up, it'd be like, "You the promos, the character work, just my personality in general is very relatable," and they just very, very much appreciate it so much. And it's just, I just want to make an impact and also let people know that they're not alone, because they're not alone, and all that stuff. So it's a battle we gotta fight together.
Were you the middle child?
No.
You've heard of the middle child syndrome, yeah. Usually, because when I hear "lost child" and I hear your exclamation, my mind immediately went, "Oh, middle child syndrome."
Actually the baby in the family, so
No, same.
yeah. There
The
we go. There we go.
babies live different, man. You like. I can't say I was ever lost, but we live different.
I mean, it was different for everybody growing up, but I was definitely the baby in the family. But
For sure, for
yeah, what
sure.
explains that?
And as I said before, you've traveled pretty extensive. Like you mostly wrestle in the East Coast, so Boston, Connecticut, and all that. But you've wrestled for Chicago, and you've also had your first win in Texas a while back. How do you prepare for competing somewhere like that far away from home?
You just gotta understand that's part of the grind, honestly, that it's with the chaos. It comes with the chaos of trying to become a professional wrestler, is that you gotta spend your time away from where you're really comfortable at, away from home and from the people you really care about, to do what you want to do, to love, like just do what you love. That's wrestling. So it's
Course.
just, you gotta understand it's part of the grind, honestly. So I am very much grateful to be able to go to Texas and go to Philly. Well, Philly's like a drive, but go to Philly, Texas,
Chicago.
Chicago, and all that stuff. And obviously, I want to go a lot of other places as well. That's the goal. But thankfully, with Hog, I'm able to do that so far. Hopefully, we continue that ball rolling. But we got to take it one step at a time. So that's what I'm trying to do. Just take it one step at a time, one day at a time. I know that's ever. See what happens.
It's all you can do. It
Yeah.
speaking on that six man, how much of like the odd man out did you feel like being surrounded by all this Texas talent, you being the only one from New York?
Yeah, that was something.
No, because I remember from that show, I remember just saying over and over again, yo, show them how we do it in New York, baby.
Was
That
I knew I heard that. I was like, yo, who the hell said
was
that in Texas? Yeah, okay, yeah, that's funny, that's funny. Yeah, facts. Yeah, nah, being surrounded by a bunch of like Texas guys, about me being the only one, the outsider, I knew, obviously me being the only one, the outsider, and obviously with the other five guys, they're familiar with them because it's not the first time they perform in that arena. So I just have to make sure I have to do what I have to do to stand out and to make these people, cheer for me, and make these people just not cheer for me, but also like, just remember me. That's the thing.
Exactly.
I want to be remembered. So that's the most important thing. So I want to be like, okay, how can I stand out from these other five guys that this Texas crowd already know? That stuff. I'm the outsider. They don't have to love me. They could hate me immediately because I'm from New York. So I gotta do what I gotta do to stand out and make sure they remember my name, my face, my moves. And how I made that, and how I made that win memorable, because it's my first hog win, and my first of many, though. Let's keep it rolling. Let's go.
And now
Let's do
you got to make sure they don't forget.
it.
Like the
No,
set,
yeah, hell no.
like once y'all like once y'all come back, they're gonna remember you.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. For sure. That's
All
the
right.
goal. Everywhere you go, you always gotta make sure they remember you.
Okay, so now from what I gather, unless Cage Match steers me wrong, at the last High Intensity, that was your first ladder match in your career. How would you prepare for a match like that, having never wrestled in that extreme situation before?
Oh, man, the build up to that match, the mental preparation for that match. It was like no other mental preparation I've had for any other match I've had in my life. Oh man, that I knew I've always wanted to be a part of like a chaotic environment such as ladder matches, because I like to do chaotic stuff. I know I'm a high flyer, so I put my body at risk all the time. So for when I got the call, though, I got the notice that, oh, I'm gonna be in a part of a ladder match, I'm like, this has been my dream. Like, now it's time for me to really show off. Now it's time for me to go crazy and all that stuff. So
Channel your inner Jeff Hardy.
that's what
You
everybody's been telling me, yeah.
give
Thanks.
Jeff Hardy vibes, man. You give Jeff Hardy vibes.
Hey man, I appreciate that so much. Facts. Appreciate that. I was walking in there, just channeling, I guess Jeff Hardy, but I was like following more like Darby Allin, Jeff Hardy type of stuff, and all that, because I know, like, I was looking at the clips multiple times. I'm like, okay, like, I wonder how they mentally prepare themselves for these, for just crazy moments, be atop of a freaking ladder. You look it down at everybody else, it's just, like, I just pretty much watch what they do and try to put myself in their shoes as much as I possibly could. So by the time when I do them, it's just easy. It's just like it's just you
Yeah.
just go. No time to think. You just doing.
So you don't tell yourself anything when you're on top of that ladder. You just say, let's go. Take the leap.
Yeah. As soon as I'm up there, I'm like, all right, we're dying today. We're dying today. Fuck it. Let's go. Let's
You
go.
you're taking them out and you're taking everybody with you. You're taking the crowd with you too. Because I know, because I remember at the last show, it was one dive here, one dive here, one dive there. You almost crashed into the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
You
Yeah, I saw you too. I think I almost kicked you, bro. My fault.
didn't. Thank God you didn't. I think Red did.
Oh, Red. Oh, yeah, Red be going
He
crazy with his.
he might have kicked, because I had to go to work the next day and I started asking myself, like, my head feels funny. Am I okay?
Oh, it's probably fucking Red.
I'm walking okay. I don't feel funny.
Yeah.
But
No,
that's
man.
like that's the risk you get when you sit in front row, man. Like, you want to get those dives when you're up there.
Yeah,
You
no,
want to
for
feel it.
sure, man. For sure. I mean, people love to see it. They never get tired of seeing those crazy ass dives. So let's give them to it.
Got to give the people what they want.
Exactly. Yeah. And plus, I love that. I just love doing those dives. It's just very chaotic. I just love them.
Love doing them in tandem with Tiny Giant too.
Oh man, my man, Tiny John. Yeah, that's my guy right there. Yeah, I was fun. That was fun.
It's a shame y'all ain't move on in the tournament. I'm assuming y'all ain't gonna be done with the LPW tag titles yet. Y'all just waiting to see who gets champ.
We're just waiting to see what's gonna happen next, I guess.
So once the tournament is over, say I got first.
Yeah, we got screwed over. We got screwed over. But hey, whatever. It happens all the time in wrestling, but we just gotta let's see what happens after that, honestly.
Keep
But
stepping, keep stepping.
it'll be cool. It'll be cool to team with Tiny again. Tiny's mad talented. I respect Tiny. I see what he's doing outside of Hog as well. He's a champion outside of Hog
I
currently right
saw that.
now. Yeah, shout out to Tiny, man.
Shout out Tiny.
Shout out Tiny.
And now it's your turn, because you've been chasing quite a bit of gold lately between those tag titles, the Cruiserweight title.
Word, yeah. That was my title. That's my goal right there. That's my
Yeah.
goal. Like I feel like if me on that ladder match of high intensity didn't show the people that I'm willing to do whatever to get that championship, then I don't know what will.
Yeah, for me personally, during that match, it was you and Angel that were the highlights for me, because y'all were the ones that, like, I don't think a lot of people knew. So that was both of y'all opportunity to show people, hey, yo, we here, watch us.
Word. Yeah, no, and we knew that too. I knew that. I'm sure he knew that as well. Obviously, walking in there, not a lot of people know us. Obviously, Darren's a champion. People know him. Rich
Yeah.
Swann, obviously, everybody knows him. Monte, fan favorite in a Hog. Bougie, everybody knows Bougie in a Hog. So it was just like it was just us two. We stood out. We were kind of like in the back corner a little bit. So now we had to do. I'm like we knew we had to do extraordinary things. I knew I had to do extraordinary things. Obviously, he knew too, 'cause he did extraordinary things too. So Angel, shout out Angel too, bro. Angel's doing his thing, even though he's a cocky prick at times. But hey, whatever works.
You can be as much of an ass as you want, as long as you get shit done,
Hey,
man.
whatever, man. Whatever,
It
whatever.
worked. It worked.
I'm trying to get things done my way. He's trying to get things done his own way. So let's keep that separate. But hey, respect is still there, though.
Of course. All right. And that about wraps up the personal questions. I got my set that I'll ask everybody. So, first up for you, your favorite move to perform?
Favorite move to perform? Probably the dives. The cannonball. I think that would have to be my. That's like the moves that's like the move that I want to do every time I step into the ring, because I know people expect it every time they see me, or they're now starting to expect it because, and I feel like that's creating, some sort of image for myself. It just shows that okay, this guy's chaotic, this guy's kind of wild and all that stuff, and people never just get tired of it. I never get tired of doing them. People never get tired of seeing them. So why stop?
People
It's not
love
broken.
dives, man. They
So
love the dives.
yeah, exactly. So I think the cannonball dive is my favorite right now.
Favorite color gear to wear?
Favorite color gear? Probably my current one. My current one is black. It's just red and white. I really like that one. It's like half is red, half is white, and all that stuff. And then you got the mask that's white, and the gloves that's red. So it's kind of just like it's like standing out, because before I would always do black and just like
A little bit of purple.
a little bit of purple too. Yeah, it was great. But I think my current my favorite gear, my favorite color right now, is definitely my current one. So I want to keep that until, I don't know, I get bored of it. I guess we'll see what's up.
Ride with it, man. Ride with it.
Yeah.
All right. Dream match.
Dream match, like indies, or it's all time?
Give me three. Give me three.
Three.
It give you a three, like mix of indies, all time, whatever.
All right, bet. All right, so Darby Allin. Allen, I think me and him will go crazy.
Who can
Because
hurt
he's
themselves
wild.
first?
Try not to die challenge. Darby would be cool. I definitely take some inspiration off of him. Yeah, Darby would be cool. Casey Navarro. That's always been a thing of mine too. I feel like our personalities are very different, but our styles are very similar. We're both fast-paced, high flyers, and all that stuff.
Shout out to KC. Get
That's a
well soon.
test. Yes, shout out KC, bro. That's definitely something I really wanna. That's definitely a challenge I really want to take a part of. So Darby, KC, and third one. Damn, I don't know. Third one. I'm bad at these. That's I already have two.
You only got I hey, two ain't bad. Those are some that's some good choices right there.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, red. It's always been a dream. Ever since I started training, I was like, I want to wrestle with this guy. I want to work with this guy. Amazing Red, of course. That's always been a dream of mine. But I feel like that would be like just very heartfelt for me, because like damn, like he's been training me all these years. He's been giving me all these advice, lessons, and all that stuff. So if I could be in the ring with him, it just shows that okay, I'm at a good pace. Obviously I'll be at a good pace with KC, and I'll be at a good pace with Darby as well if I could get in the ring with them, which I believe I will. But with Red, it's just now it's like more personal, because like
Of course.
in a good way, it's like it's more heartfelt to me,
He taught you everything.
because yeah, so another student and teacher stuff, but in a respectful way.
Sure, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, hopefully, but for sure. I think those are my top three though, but
All right.
yeah.
Dream Championship.
Dream championship, like my, what you mean, like the titles or like
Yeah.
opponents?
Titles, belts.
Titles. I mean, obviously. I think it's obvious. I mean, I guess the WWE, right? But I mean, I never really put myself in a tag division. I guess I should now, because now that I'm being aligned with Tiny, I've been always like isolated. So I'm still trying to, get used to this whole tag idea and all that stuff.
Right.
It's just. I'm being honest, but I'm just still trying to get used to this whole tag idea. I'm open to it, but obviously the main goal, yeah, is WWE tag titles. I want to start off at NXT and all that stuff. NXT is my goal. But yeah, it may work our way up a little bit, but
Course, of course.
I think.
They had a really solid tag division a while back. Things have kind of stagnated a little bit. They need like a little injection of life. I think Tiny Light would be that injection.
Yeah, it'd be cool. It'd be cool. I always tell Tiny, I'm like, yo, we're like two different personalities, but we clash well. We mesh well together. It's like a rock and sock type of thing. I always tell him we like a kind of rock and sock type of stuff. Like
Yeah, opposite the
arcade world
track.
type. Yeah. So, but yeah, let's see where that goes though. That stuff. But yeah, I mean, yeah, man, tag is fun. Tag is definitely fun. So I wouldn't mind doing it, yeah.
Somebody that you think you could fight forever.
Fight forever. Oh. That I've already fought or
Are
that
yeah, you far or you've trained with?
I've fall trained with. So it has to be somebody that I've been in the ring with.
Yeah, some like somebody that you think like we click, we could go on for days.
Oh man. All right. Okay. I mean, that kind of makes it easier. It kind of slims this down. But I'll say. Okay, now I got two in mind. Can I give you two?
Go
Or
ahead.
can I, or you just want one?
No, give me two.
Two. So, Angel Jaquez, and Darren. I know that stuff. Darren Richardson. I've been, obviously, me and Darren, we went from the same school. We came from the same school, so we had a lot of like, we worked together a lot. I've known his style, he knows my style, and all that stuff. Now he has his cocky attitude. He went all the way to Florida. He has his girl to do all this dirty shit. Hey, whatever. I mean, it's gonna happen though. That one-on-one with Darren, it's gonna happen though. It's gonna happen. He's been,
It's gonna go crashing
and with
down
Angel,
eventually.
oh yeah, 100%, 100%. Like Angel, obviously, I work with him. At that ladder match and all that stuff and the Chicago match. So, you know, like even though again another cocky attitude, he's literally calling himself a narcissist. He's a narcissist for a reason. But like I said, different attitudes, but we just the respect is there. At least for me to him, I have the respect for him. I don't know how he feels about me, but I just know that the hard work he put into. And I'm sure deep down inside, there's some good in him and that little freaking narcissist heart of his. He understands the amount of hard work I put into on where I'm at right now. So, yeah, I feel like every time I'm in the ring with him, boom, it's just like it's just the chemistry is there. Darren too, back in training, chemistry is there. I already know. Once we clash together, me and Darren, it'll be, I have no doubt it's gonna be great. Same for Angel. I want that one-on-one. No doubt it'll be great. And all that stuff. But I gotta watch out because Angel got all this freaking people behind him. Darren got his whole girl, so I don't know what the hell I'm gonna try to do. So I
God
mean
knows
with
Ricochet comes back.
that. Oh shit. Yeah, exactly. Damn.
I
We'll figure it out from there.
can respect a man who does things by any means necessary, but like something's got to give.
No, it's gonna crash down eventually. And
You
I'm hoping to be the one that would cause it. But
ain't the only one.
yeah, no, he has a whole yeah.
The whole locker room, the target on his back is big.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, that's why he dipped to go to Florida. He couldn't handle it anymore, bro. That's why he
He
dipped.
gotta
I
come back
don't know, Darren
eventually.
Charlie. He gotta come back eventually. You gotta defend that title back home, bro. Come back. Like you're over here saying the competition is done. You're over here saying that you beat everybody, but nah, bro. Come back. Come back.
Come
You're
see
over here
what's
running
up.
away with your girl. You're over here running away in Florida with your girl and all that stuff. Come back here. Come back home. We gotta get the one-on-one. I'm gonna
Run the
make sure I
hands.
get that one-on-one.
Run it. All right. A match that you have either performed in or you have seen that you've learned from the most.
All right. That's kind of like two questions, right?
It's one question depending on how you want to answer it.
Okay. The match I've been a part of that I learned from the most
That either you've been a part of or that you've seen.
that I've seen. That's a lot of matches. I learned a lot from, like, if I was to talk about a match that I've watched, I learned a lot from, like, Kurt Angle and Rey Mysterio. Obviously, I like to put myself in Rey's shoes a lot of the times because we're both pretty kind of small, right? Luchadors and all that stuff, high flyers. And we get put into like, these matches where, majority of the time people are bigger than us. So, but what I learned a lot about that match is just that, like, what I learned a lot about the match is that, like, Kurt always just tried to, like, minimize Ray as much as he possibly could, but Ray always has that fighting spirit. You just gotta continue having that fighting spirit while while he's being minimized though, because Kurt is obviously, he's a freaking gold medalist. So like I just look at how Ray, always has like just how he comes back, how he just never gives up on the fans, how he just always reaches out and all that stuff. I always take from Ray every time he wrestles Kurt Angle and all that stuff, because he's always like he just has that fighting spirit, like better than a lot of people, like majority of the people. And that's what I learned from him, is that fighting spirit. How can I grab the fans' attention while I'm unfortunately getting my ass kicked? That's bound to happen. So and if there's a way that I can gain sympathy from the crowd and all that stuff, like just so they can be behind my back, because no, a lot of times, yes, even while you're getting your ass kicked, you may need the fan support, because that drives you up. And I see that from Ray. He needed fan support. He reaches for it, and then with him keep fighting back, sure, he keeps getting cut down, but people always just have hope that, okay, you know what, he has that fighting spirit, he will come back eventually. So I'll always learn from Ray, especially with, like, he has a mask, or he doesn't really have a lot of facial, he can't really show a lot of facial expressions. So there's
Right.
a lot of body language from Ray. So I try to that's why I try to learn a lot of body language, like, to try to like just reach out for the people and all that stuff. So
It's all about the crowd at the end of the day. It's all about the energy.
yeah, so that's definitely what I always aim for, to connect with them. Ray connects with them very well. How can I connect with them very well in my own way? Because obviously Ray is different,
Of
I'm
course.
different, we know that stuff. Obviously, I'm not Ray Mysterio, but I'm just saying, I definitely take tips and advice from Ray and all that stuff. So I wish I could have a one-on-one conversation with him one day, and just, actually talk to him about stuff like this, because he's inspiring to me. So I mean, yeah. But I think that would be my answer. I
All
think
right.
that would be my answer. Just like reaching out for the people, just learning from Ray. I think that would be my answer.
Bet. And that's so great. That's a great source to learn. He's one of the best.
Yeah, for
Great,
sure,
great,
100%.
greatest luchador of all time.
Yeah, 100%, 100%, man.
And that about wraps up the questions for me. JJ, thank you for taking the time.
No, well, appreciate you bringing me along, man. And no, it's been fun. It's been cool.
Amen. And for those of you listening at home, remember, whether it's on your screen in NYC or travel necessity, we will be seated. My name is Crit, and JJ Doze, thank you for joining me at ringside.
Appreciate you, brother.